There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. All your...
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, I think. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. That is worth the price of admission. My next guests have been quite beleaguered because I have lined them up two or three times since I've had the heart attack, and both of those times, the very next day something would happen and I would vapor lock and I couldn't even make it do the show live. So finally, joining me again from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I knew that we would eventually get this worked out. I knew we would. Okay. Now, Edwin pointed this out to me, and I'm glad he pointed this out to me. Back in November, I ordered a absolutely splendid AR-15 pistol with a SIGTAC brace on it. And I got it while I was recuperating from the heart attack, which means it took a while for it to get to me. But when I got it, it wasn't the same as when I ordered it. So, tell me of the ins and outs about the SIGTAC brace so that I know. I've already got my own ideas about it, and I've seen people getting out there saying, well, you can do this and you can do that. But it's really sort of messed up, isn't it?
Well, what happened with the SIG arm brace is that the ATF made an initial ruling on it, and they said, and this was a ruling that SIG had asked for, basically saying, hey, is this arm brace legal? Because, of course, you know, with the prevalence of AR pistols, the SIG arm brace, for those folks who don't know, is a device that straps around your forearm to give stability. It was actually developed to assist disabled individuals to give stability to the AR pistol as it's fired. And it looks sort of like a collapsible stock.
Yep.
And SIG said, you know, SIG asked the ATF, hey, is this thing legal? They said, well, what is its purpose? And they said, well, its purpose is to wrap around your forearm. And they go, okay, it's legal because it still requires you to use one hand to fire the weapon. So it's perfectly legal, no problem at all. Well, then people got the SIG arm brace, and some folks figured out, hey, this actually provides enough recoil protection that I could actually use it as a shoulder stock. And so somebody went and rattled the ATF's cage again and said, hey, this, you know, we can use this device as a shoulder stock. Is that legal? Now, why somebody felt motivated to go, you know, yank the chain out of the ATF after they had already said it was legal, it boggles my mind. The thing is that, as I'm often fond of saying, it's a lot easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. And why would you ever give a bureaucrat the chance to say no? Those are two words. And so the ATF said, well, if somebody's actually intending to use it as a shoulder stock, then they have repurposed the design of the item, and if it is their intent to convert their pistol, their AR pistol, into a shoulder, into an AR rifle by vir- having this big arm brace. Therefore, that activity is now a legal activity that you would have to have a Form 1 for and pay the tax. And so basically what it comes down to is that if you have a SIG arm brace, use it as the manufacturer intended. That is 100% legal. If you have a SIG arm brace and you misuse it, then you open the door for the ATF to come at you, because what they would have to show is that you attach the SIG arm brace with the intention creating a short-barreled rifle. And, of course, the only way they can have evidence as to your intention is if they found pictures of you using it as an arm brace. And do use an arm brace. Please do not take pictures of yourself. Please do not post videos on YouTube without having first acquired the tax stamp. Otherwise, you may find yourself in federal court.
Well, here's my question, though, okay? If it was okay at one point to shoulder, and, I mean, they sent, they with every SIGTAC brace, they, the ATF part of the packaging was an ATF message saying it's okay to do this. And now, you know, if I have that statement for my SIGTAC brace, is that still valid because I have it in writing, or since they've gotten out there and changed their mind, which I understand they did this because of some shotgun that somebody wanted to attach a barrel to or attach a stock to?
I don't think they said it was legal to use the SIG arm brace as a shoulder stock.
Well, they may not have. I don't understand the bureaucratic language, though. They may not have, but...
But what they did, what they said was use it as the manufacturer intended to use it. So it's the same as any other inanimate. They can't prohibit it. They can't ban it. It's just an inanimate object. It's an accessory.
Right.
They can't ban accessories, just like, you know, you can't ban a water bottle. And so if you were to write to the ATF, dear ATF, is this water bottle illegal? Well, no, it's a perfectly legal water bottle. And then you write to the ATF and said, okay, ATF, what if I tape this water bottle onto the end of my rifle? Is that legal? Well, of course the ATF has to respond, no, that's illegal to tape the water bottle to your rifle. It's the exact same thing. You know, use the water bottle as the manufacturer intended. Don't use it to otherwise convert your weapon into something else that it wasn't supposed to be. And like I said, the only evidence that they would ever have that somebody intended to do this is pictures and videotape.
Right.
So just don't videotape. You know, don't take your buddies out to the range and say, hey, look what I'm going to do, and then go put it on the Facebook.
And I guess if you're going to take it to the range, make sure you know who's shooting with you, too. I guess that wouldn't do to do that in front of an ATF guy who wanted to practice, huh?
That's correct.
Yeah, so no photographic evidence, no video evidence, and definitely no face-to-face, FaceTime evidence. As we're coming up on the first break, have you guys added any states since the last time we talked? Because it's been a bit. Last state that got added was Georgia, and Georgia had been waiting.
Did you know about us adding Missouri?
I think so, yeah. Missouri and Georgia, those were the last two, right?
Okay.
Okay. When we get back, I want to talk to you guys about this this growing trend of constitutional carry that seems to be spreading. See what you guys think about that. Texas/U.S. Law Shield, if you are not a member of them, if you exist in one of the states, and I'll let them. It's been so long that I may get it wrong, so we'll talk about which states they operate in when we get back. This is the final piece in your toolkit of self-defense, because once you defend yourself, physically, once you've used the weapon, now you're entering a realm where you're going to need a specialist, and there are no better specialists than Edwin Walker or Michelle Byington or the people that they get to work with them in the states in which they are operating at Texas Law Shield/U.S. Law Shield. Less, and you know, I went and bought coffee for four adults the other day at Starbucks, and a membership there is less than coffee for four adults at Starbucks per month. Attorney-client privilege. One phone call away. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. It's the only kind of holster I run. As a matter of fact, I need to bring something up. My guests this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. What kind of holsters do you guys carry your concealed carry guns around in?
I don't know the name of mine. I honestly don't. Now that Texas has passed open carry, at least through the Senate, and they anticipate that it absolutely will be passed very quickly out of the House, because here in Texas, the House is easier to get things through than the Senate. Senate's always the toughie. I have a very nice leather Dan Hume holster that I'll be using.
Yeah, Dan Hume is a nice holster. What about you, Michelle? What do you carry your real adult gun in?
My adult gun goes in my purse, my holster.
Okay.
Yep.
We need to have a chat about that offline.
I can't wear my cute little dresses and have a holster on me.
Well, and what I was going to say, there's a way you could, but I need to find. We'll talk about this later. I'll try to get you guys a couple of G-code holsters to try, especially if you're going to carry open. Hey, this is the kind of holster for that kind of thing. They have concealed carry holsters, but they're Kydex outside the waistband. Cannot be beat. Anyway. What do you guys make of all of this? For the longest time, we had, four states that had constitutional carry. They were considered to be anomalies. And now, all of a sudden, we got Kansas about to go that way. West Virginia, that's headed to the governor. New Hampshire, I think they've passed it. I mean, it's starting to become like a domino effect. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I think people are finally realizing that the gun is not the issue. You know, it's always easy to blame the inanimate object. The inanimate object can't fight back. And I think people are realizing that the gun is not the issue. And that, look, you know, there's not going to be any pie in the sky life without guns. Guns exist. Guns always, guns will continue to exist. There's no wizard that's going to wave a wand and make all the guns disappear. And so, since guns are not the issue, guns only become the guns are either destructive or helpful depending upon whose hands they're in, that people should have the basic fundamental right to engage in self-defense. And so I think the constitutional carry is just an extension of that.
One of the things in my state is, I for a while I was thinking Texas might be this way too, but I found different now with some of the stuff you guys got going on there. My state is the biggest of followers, so they're the last follower. They'll be the last to follow on anything. And one of the arguments that Republicans here in this state make is that with constitutional carry, you're making it legal for criminals to carry guns.
Well, that is so far. That's the problem with the anti-gun folks, is all of their arguments are just silly and not based in reality or law. So, number one, they're not lawfully able to carry a gun. Number two, they probably already do carry guns since they've already demonstrated a propensity to act beyond the law.
Right.
And so the fact that a law exists saying that they can't carry, that's already an illegal activity, and it remains an illegal activity even with constitutional carry.
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell them, but they keep, and once you defeat that, of course, they go a different way. But is this going to, amongst the shall-issue states at the very least, I know, now, constitutional carry in Texas got sort of shot down, didn't it, this time around? You guys got open carry, but constitutional carry has been shot down.
Yeah, so we haven't got open carry yet, but, yeah, constitutional carry appears to be put on the back burner. And the thing about it is that every single argument against open carry that they have, the only argument that they keep beating this drum is that somehow open carry is a form of intimidation. And that just boggles my mind. I really can't even wrap my head around the logic of that argument.
Well, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I never, thought of it until I started carrying a gun. In the old days, it was the bad guys that hid the guns, wasn't it? They were the ones concealing the guns because they didn't want you to know you had a gun until they were holding you up.
Correct. And that's why a lot of the states is that they have their law was based upon the fact that it was illegal to conceal carry a firearm.
Right.
Because that was the philosophy.
That's where you had to get the permit. You had to have the permit to conceal carry, but a lot of states had open carry without any sort of credential, right?
Correct.
Okay. So as we're going forward, is this something that you would expect to see continue to move up? Because, you know, I think before the end of the second quarter, we're going to see as the constitutional carry states are going to double.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I absolutely think it's a trend because people are starting to wake up and say, look, the bad guys will always have guns. No matter how many laws, how many signs you put up, the bad guys are always going to have guns. So how is the best way to protect me and my family against the bad guy with a gun? Get my own gun. So, and going back to what you started the conversation with about how your state is a bunch of followers.
Yes.
They're probably still trying to recover from the one leadership role that they took in 1861.
Oh. Well, they keep referring, you know, when I asked one of them about this, they said, we haven't had it for 150 years. Why do we need it now? And I said, so we need to go back and just default to the Reconstruction period?
Yeah.
If that's the case, why do we even need any of you right now? Why can't we just go buy all of that stuff? We don't even need to pay you guys. Oh, well.
Believe me, there's no logic in some of these people's thoughts.
Real quick, run through the states. Well, yeah, you guys run through the states that you're operating in because they have slipped my mind over time. Georgia, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, and Florida. There I dropped Florida.
Florida, Oklahoma, Colorado.
I said Colorado.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I did not say Oklahoma. I did not say Oklahoma. So, $12. If you live in one of those states, you're $12 away from having attorney-client privilege if you have to shoot somebody in self-defense. If you have to pull your gun in self-defense. If your gun flashes while you're reaching for a pair of shoes in a shoe store, you're a phone call away from attorney-client privilege. This is the kind of thing they specialize in. When we get back, I want to talk about, if we can, real quick, some of the stuff you do above and beyond self-defense. Because I know you guys do other things besides self-defense. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. I can take the holster I use for concealed carry that's outside the waistband. I can connect it to a belt, and then it's a tactical holster. I can connect it to my play carry. Then it's a vehicle tactical holster. I can do all kinds of stuff with it. It just changes over time. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest from Texas U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, I'm being asked about Tennessee. Where are you guys regarding Tennessee?
Tennessee is a state that we have been looking pretty closely at and getting open for business. So Tennessee is coming through the channels quickly.
Somebody remembered that you had said that you'd probably get Tennessee before you got Kentucky.
Wow, they have a great memory. That is true.
What about South Carolina? You guys are having to wade through everything I got to wade through, don't you?
Yes.
I'm thinking about moving across the border. I'm thinking about going to Georgia.
Do it.
I think I might have to. Anyway, you guys started out, as, you know, when I became aware of you, you were preeminently for self-defense. That was the big tagline. This was the thing that attracted everybody to you was this whole self-defense if you shot somebody. But along the way, you've actually had to defend people that didn't pull a gun, weren't in a self-defense situation. How has that morphed? I mean, is that something you guys have tried to resist? Is that something you've just said, oh, well, look, here's another way we can do what we do? I mean, how's that worked out?
It's been very, very natural to want to defend people's gun rights, whether, you know, somebody has to pull their gun or whether they have to discharge it, or it's just a false accusation that somebody has somebody pulled their gun on me when it's not true. We want to do everything in our power to help the members of Texas Law Shield and the members of U.S. Law Shield so they don't lose their gun rights. At the end of the day, we have this undercurrent in our office that we want to protect everybody's gun rights. And even if somebody calls and says, I didn't pull my gun, but somebody is accusing me of pulling my gun in a road rage accident or road rage incident, and now I am charged with a Class A misdemeanor, which means I could potentially lose my handgun license. That's something we want to help with. So it's been a very natural transition to take up those cases as well.
So the defense part of it is more, it's not necessarily just, this is defense against the system.
Correct.
Like you say in the ad, it's a system that's more inclined for conviction than it is to actually look for truth and justice.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we are here to fight those prosecutors out there who just want another notch in their belt, and we want to protect gun owners everywhere.
Prosecutors are really politicians, political wannabes, aren't they?
They absolutely
are. They're looking for that next notch.
Correct. And they don't want to see their name, on the cover of the newspaper, on the cover of a magazine, being touted as a crazy gun nut. But people like Edwin Walker and myself are not afraid of that. Because we have no aspirations. We're just not that likable.
Gotcha. Understand. And what were you about to say, Edwin?
No, I was just going to say that's one of our credos, is that people have to realize that it can happen to them. And what we mean by it is not just that you might be attacked, obviously, but that you could become caught up in the system and have the system take advantage of you. And that's what we're there to protect you from, the system.
Once you get caught up in the system, it's a little bit like being on a water slide from hell, isn't it? You're going, gravity is dragging you, and you are in the water, and you're going to ride the ride.
Yes, you have to have somebody there with you looking out for your best interest.
You've had instances in the past, here recently, some of the high viz stuff. You, Edwin, defended somebody who wasn't a member of Texas Law Shield. They didn't get to take advantage of the things that go along with being a member of Texas Law Shield. What's the difference in price for somebody getting the same defense, or if they just had a little bit of foresight to join on a legal defense? How does that work out? It's quite stark, isn't it?
Yes, it's there's several thousand dollars worth of difference.
Are you getting into five figures?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, for something like what that guy had, it was low five figures. But if it would have been something more severe, it absolutely would have been in the prime five figures.
What I'm talking about is an open carry incident. If you guys don't remember this, an open carry incident that occurred in Texas, and there was no shooting or anything else, and he got arrested. And a lot of members of his organization were already members of Texas Law Shield. This individual was not. So you're looking at the difference between paying $12 a month, which is what? That's $144 a year. And this guy was he was coming in somewhere in the $10,000 range.
Yes. So and also as an aside, the law that he was prosecuted under, which is one of our disorderly conduct statutes. There's about 11 different types of disorderly conduct here in Texas.
Okay.
It's one that's very vague that says that somebody commits an offense if they intentionally display a firearm in a manner calculated to alarm. Now, that contains some very, very vague phrases. And, in fact, I've currently got a motion pending in another case to have that particular statute declared unconstitutional. I do not know if courts will do that, but also joined with that is that there is a Texas legislator this session who actually filed a bill to have that provision struck out of the disorderly conduct statute entirely. So it is under attack both judicially and in the legislature. Because it's so vague, and the thing is that we've got many, many other firearm crimes that somebody could be charged under. This crime is totally unnecessary, and it's so vague that it lends itself to unjust prosecutions.
In addition to that, you guys do gun trusts.
Yes.
Now, I just filed a Form 1, okay? And because I've never had a Form 1, 4, or any of them.
I thought you filing a Form 1 because you decided that you were going to fess up to the ATF that you're going to fix your SIG arm brace to your shoulder.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be a SIG arm brace. I'm going to have to replace the buffer tube and put a proper buttstock on it. And that's fine. I don't mind doing that. I just wanted to have the poor man's SBR before they changed their mind. But one of the things I found is that they have e-filing. And if you're a member of a gun trust, you can use e-filing, which is supposedly much faster and easier. Is that true?
Yes, for Form 1s, they have set up an e-file system. And so you, it's not, I don't know that it's limited to trust, but e-file has cut down. In fact, I was talking to a very large suppressor distributor just yesterday, and he said that the ATF is taking care of their backlog, and with an e-filed application, they're getting tax stamps back in less than 3 months.
Whoa. The only problem I have with that, though, is that I'm going out. Okay, I passed the background check to buy the gun. I passed the background check and the fingerprint check and the FBI check to get the concealed carry permit. Now, if I want to SBR my rifle, which arguably is already in SBR configuration, and I can fire it exactly that way, I may run afoul of the ATF, but now I have to seek permission, I have to pay and wait. Now, if I could seek permission and pay, that might lessen it a little bit, but I have to wait as well. That's my whole problem with the NFA. This is why I haven't had any NFA items up to this point.
Yeah, it is a cumbersome, antiquated process, and that's, you know, that's your government in action. Now, the one thing, the fly in the ointment, is that chief law enforcement officer signature requirement.
Yep.
And that is very antiquated. There's absolutely no purpose whatsoever. And it was put in there the days before they could do pervasive national background checks.
Yeah. All right, you guys hang on one more time. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cues.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the best Kydex injection molded system you've ever seen in your life. It can go anywhere. It can mount anywhere. That's why I carry it. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, and it's been a long time getting them back simply because I kept vapor locking after I'd line them up and get them ready to come on, are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from Texas Law Shield / U.S. Law Shield. As we're going forward and everything, one of the reasons I'm looking at doing a gun trust is just to make it easier, but is it safe enough for me to get out there and look at the whole NFA process as sort of a Jim Crow type process?
I would say that it started off as an anti-gangster type process.
Well, I mean, as far as like in North Carolina, for example, they still have this thing. They're trying to get it off the books now, but in North Carolina, you still have to go to the chief law enforcement officer to get permission to buy a gun.
Well, yeah, that's part of the national law. You have to do that anywhere. That's the thing about gun trust is that with a gun trust, you do not have to get a CLO signature,
right?
Which was one of the things that they were wanting to change that got everybody all upset a few years ago, which they're supposed to issue a ruling this summer on.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that ruling, just like I'm still – they don't ever every time they get embroiled in something controversial, it just sort of goes away. I'm still waiting to see what they're going to do with the M855.
Yeah, that dropped off, didn't it?
Well, it dropped off, but that doesn't mean they don't want to do it.
Of course they want to do it.
Yes.
But, I mean, even their commissioner, which, you know, I read, that if they just had a full-time permanent commissioner, a confirmed commissioner of the ATF, that everything would be hunky-dory. B. Todd Jones got out there and said, well, you know, all 5.56 ammunition concerns me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they definitely let that slip. The thing about it is that there's no the idea that this armor-piercing ammunition became illegal in 1986 with the the Law Enforcement Officer Protection Act, or you know, it had some goody-two-shoes name.
Yep.
But it really is not an issue. I mean, that's one of these red herrings that, you know, the police were able to get through because nobody wants to be anti-police and they are out there risking their lives every day. But, you know, it really is kind of a non-issue, kind of a red herring, and it just, all it's done is simply open the door to a more subversive form of gun control.
Yeah, and, you know, the the other thing, as far as that goes, I mean, wasn't that law written as far as the armor-piercing part for handgun calibers?
Oh, yeah, that's what they should have written it as. See, Texas also jumped on the bandwagon and passed an armor-piercing ammo ban. However, the Texas definition is actually a little, it is smaller in scope than the federal ban. The federal ban says any ammunition that may be used in a handgun. The Texas definition says ammunition that is primarily used in a handgun.
Well,
and, you know, people talk about how lawyers mince words. That's a perfect example. You know, just think about the difference in scope from something that may be used to something that is primarily used.
Well, like the AR-15 pistol that I have is 30 inches long. It's nearly 3 feet long. Okay, but technically right now it's a pistol.
Yes.
And that's they're saying that these easily concealable AR-15 pistols. Michelle, I want a picture of you concealing an AR-15 pistol.
Yeah, you got it.
Should have
these easily
first.
Yeah, these easily concealable AR-15 pistols is what is driving this imminent, happening right now, although it's never happened historically, and they've said so, threat to law enforcement. And, you know, I just sit back and, I don't know. What do you call that kind of brass when you've got a federal agency out there that's trying to, they let the cat out of the bag that they want to ban every round that goes into this kind of gun, and they want to call something that's 30 inches long a handgun? How do you define that? How do you quantify that? What do you say to that?
You just have to say that the emperor has no clothes.
All of these states that are voting to nullify federal gun regulations and law, how would that actually play in the real world if they decide to go rogue in the feds?
They couldn't do it. All they can do, the only thing a state can do, is they could pass a law that says that no state officers will make arrests under federal gun laws. That's the farthest they can go. They can't control any in federal enforcement of the gun laws. They can't control any federal officer or federal agency. As far as they can go is say, look, as state police officers, you will not participate, or you will not be given any money to participate in the enforcement of federal gun laws.
But what about as far as, you know, there's this agency, what are they called? CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association of the United States, run by Richard Mack, people like David Clark out of Wisconsin. They're members of this. And this is a bunch of sheriffs who have said, you're not going to do this in our counties. Which is a whole different thing. It's almost like they're saying, well, we'll close the borders to our counties, and you guys won't be coming in here, and if you do, we're going to arrest you, we'll fight you. States cannot look at the feds and say, hey, look, we're a federal system, this is unconstitutional what you're doing. No, you're not coming in and doing this.
No, that ship has sailed. there's no way that we can ever go back. That will never happen. It's just historically it will never happen. Also, the word federalism as a principle has ceased to exist many decades ago.
Okay.
And so there's people who believe that, they just simply are not in touch with reality.
So all that's left to us is the revolution.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, you know, and this is something we could do an entire hour on, and we're about to run out of time. I when I'm talking to some people, there's some people that are just willing to just say, well, you know, we'll have to have it fought out in the courts.
Yep. And Bill, I just want to say that if you're talking about destruction, you know that you can count me out in.
I can count you out in?
Yeah, I was just making reference to the Beatles song, Revolution.
Okay. Well, you know. Never know how that's going to work. You ride around with Michelle. I get this impression that sometimes Michelle could go sort of loose cannon on you.
Yeah.
You'd be looking at something saying, look at that over there. Those feds are arresting that poor man. Not on my watch. All of a sudden, headband going over the head. She's checking a big knife.
Mm-hmm. And then I pull out my easily concealable AR pistol.
Your easily concealable AR pistol coming out of the saddle-sized concealment purse?
Yes.
Texas/U.S. Law Shield. If they ever get into South Carolina, I'll be their first member in South Carolina. What probably will happen first is I'll move to Georgia, though. So on my way, I'll be looking for real estate just as soon as I get there to join, because they truly are the final piece in the toolkit to your self-defense setup. Something I don't have yet. And every one of you that live in the state where they operate, if you don't have them, I don't understand why. I knew that I missed having you guys on the show for a reason, so I'll be in touch with you very soon, and we will do this again very quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
Now that I got this whole air thing figured out, this whole air process, the oxygen thing, I got that figured out now. So,
we're just really happy that you're doing a lot better.
Yeah, me too, and I appreciate that. But I will be in touch. You guys stay safe.
Okay.
All right. Check them out at Texas Law Shield. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never, ever, ever been about gun control. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.